Hello and welcome. This is the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 20th of October 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. Got to say, I think the weather this weekend really hasn't been on our side. Woke up Saturday and it was tipping it down, although it brightened up and ended up to being a beautiful day. Today, however, it has just been raining non-stop. Bit annoying, but hey, these things happen. I keep saying this year has been awful in terms of weather, but hopefully next year it will be better. That's what I keep telling myself. Now, I've had a bit of a funny story to share with you since I last spoke. Friday morning, I was woken up with a text from Parcelforce saying that a delivery was coming for me. I didn't think much of it. You know, I often get deliveries and I'm kind of used to it. But as I went to work, I suddenly thought to myself, hold on, I'm not expecting anything. So I had another look at that text and it was from a company called Willy Worms who sent the package. Well, I looked into Willy Worms a little bit further. It turned out they are a fishing company, which puzzled me even further. Now, I know there's many scams going on about deliveries, but these weren't asking for any money or anything like that. And sure enough, the package got delivered. Now, I didn't know what it was until I got home from work, but when I opened up this box, it turned out to be a bag of compost along with a bag of worm casts. And this was from a company called Urban Worms. Now, I have spoken to Urban Worms in the past and I've been trying out their worm cast products. And it's quite exciting to say the least. Obviously, we use worm casts a lot in the wormery, or worm casts are made a lot in the wormery, a type of compost. And we use that quite regularly. It boosts our soil, boosts a lot of fertility. It's full of good stuff. So it was, in my opinion, a great idea to use it. But what's quite interesting is this compost, Charles Dowden has actually recommended this compost, is that this compost manufacturer have got together with Urban Worms and they've added the worm casts inside these bags of compost. And I'm really excited to see how this compost turns out. Trying to get hold of good, decent and consistently good, I should say at that point, compost is a challenge. It remains a little elusive. I will give you a bit more of an update on this on tomorrow's podcast. There's two compost companies that I've been trialing out this week, which have done, or this year, sorry, have done very well. That's Rocket Grow and Heart of Eden. But I'm looking forward to seeing how this stuff works out as well. So fingers crossed, it's going to be just as good. From what I understand, it's quite a fine compost, so it can be used for seed compost as well as a main compost, which, you know, that's music to my ears. What I've got to say, I haven't been able to test it just yet. It's only just arrived and it's kind of the wrong time of year to start testing it with anything, although I'm sure we will find something that we can do it with. Now today the weather has been miserable, but I did go out to my greenhouse and I sowed our broad bean seeds. Now these are an overwintering broad bean in that we sow them now, they can grow over winter and give us an early crop next year. You could, of course, sow them in the spring as well. You don't have to sow them at this time of year. But I always sow mine over winter and I get them growing and then plant them out because I like the thought that my allotment is doing something over winter. It looks like something is growing in our allotment. Added to that, one of the other advantages is that it gives us earlier broad beans, and that means we can harvest the broad beans. Don't get as many broad beans as spring sown crops, apparently, but we can harvest a decent amount of broad beans that we're happy with. My wife doesn't like broad beans, so it's only me that really eats them. And then we can clear out the bed, and we still got time to plant more beans, be it French beans or runner beans, after that. So that's the main reason I sow broad beans over winter. Now, what I've done is I filled up my root trainers with some multi-purpose compost, and I've sown a single broad bean seed in each pocket, each tray. And they will just live in the greenhouse, covered them over here with compost. We've gone for about 2 centimetres deep, quite deep, really. Covered them back over with compost, given them a good watering, and we've left them in the greenhouse and waiting for them to germinate. Once they germinate, I would just let them grow until they're sort of a good 15 centimetres tall, I guess, and the roots are growing strongly, and then we'll start hardening them off, getting them used to going outside, and then we will plant them down on the allotment. I will probably do a few here at home as well, but on the whole, they're going to go down on the allotment. Now, all I do when we plant them down on the allotment, the beds that they're going in is currently covered over with cardboard, so we'll just dig a hole through the cardboard, pop them in, and repeat until they are all planted out, and we'll leave them to grow just like that, and won't need any special care over winter. Now, there is a risk if you've got particularly wet clay soil that's waterlogged, they could rot, of course, but that's why I go for raised beds. But on a whole, I don't get many problems. They don't look the best. They do get a bit weather worn. And if you're incredibly cold, you might need to throw a blanket over them, a fleece over them, just to keep them a bit warm if it does get incredibly cold. But they are incredibly hardy. They can tolerate temperatures down to -5. And then come spring, they will just bounce back into life. They will grow away and produce an early crop. That means they produce flowers early, which is great for pollinators. And, of course, we need to encourage pollinators in order to get them to grow. And then what we will then do is wait until they are ready to harvest, and we harvest them and enjoy them. Sorry, I've just knocked the microphone there, so might be a slight little wobble. But it really is that quite easy to grow broad beans. Now, some people actually do use the broad bean, the pods, the outer sheath of the broad beans to eat as well. And I've tried something with that in the past. It didn't work out very well. We sort of put them in a batter and fried them. They were edible. They were certainly edible, but my wife didn't like them. Ultimately, of course, we get the broad beans, which are double podded, and we remove the pods and enjoy those. So really, yeah, very, very easy to grow. Easy for them to overwinter as well, and just provide us with some decent early crops. So I highly recommend you grow them. As I said, you don't have to sow them now, but I have sown them now, and they will overwinter. Come the spring, you could also sow them as well if you so wanted. Now, in terms of bed preparation, don't need much. Just make sure they're weed-free going into the winter. They're not really going to need much weeding because it will reduce down. Added to that, come growing period, will they need any feeding? No, they won't need any feeding at all because there's plenty around. And of course, being a legume, being a bean, what we can then do, once we have finished harvesting and the crops are spent, we cut all the plants off at the base, leaving the roots in the ground where they will push nitrogen out into the soil. So, you know, it's good for that as well. A bit like a green manure, I guess you could say. Now, as I said, it has been a bit wet this weekend, and a lot of my plans didn't happen. But we did plant up some daffodils and tulips in some pots, so they're going to be looking great over the spring period. Also got some sweet peas growing as well. So everything is going to work out to give us some early crops and early flowers. Right, I don't have much more to share with you tonight. We've got a few things in the pipeline that once they are available, I will let you know more about these. But for now, I'm going to wrap this one up and head to bed. You take care. I'll speak to you again next time.